Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined in our studio by Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, back at it. It's hot, you know, and I knew it'd come, you know, come camp, it'd get, you know, it ain't like the spring, man, but I'd say one thing, man, it's hot outside.
It certainly is, and yeah, that's the first thing you said to me when you came in here. This is a little bit different from mini camp and OTAs, off-season workout program, so five practices now in the books. How are things going so far for you?
Personally, yeah, things are going good, and, you know, I'm feeling better than ever. I'm excited, healthy, you know, and that's a big thing, and just out there, just learning, and of course, you know, outcomes from that is making plays, and I've been doing a good job of that, as well as, you know, our entire secondary. But the one thing I know, we all just got to start getting these picks. You know, we've gotten a lot of breakups, and the offense hasn't moved the ball, and we take pride in that. You know what I'm saying? But of course, they have scored a couple touchdowns, and we got to get turnovers back to the offense.
Yeah, take me through the psychology of a cornerback, because I've seen you out there. You're around the ball, you're making plays, getting your hands on the ball, but when you don't come up with the pick, or you don't come up with the turnover, like you're saying, and then a couple of deflections are actually being caught by the offense, it can be a bit frustrating. How do you bounce back from that?
You know, especially, like today, very frustrating. You know, you make a good play on the ball, and then either somebody else comes in and picks it, or they end up getting the tip, and it tips right back to them. You know, just unfortunate situations, and, you know, it is frustrating, because it turns from a play where, you know, you made a good play into technically you really didn't, you know, and you know, it's, you just got to shake it off and just, you know, get one the next play. That just drives me out. Now I got to get one. Like, it's like a, it's like you owe one, you know, now I owe one, you know what I'm saying? So I got to get one in the books.
Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Will, talk about the competition at that cornerback position, as you've got the veterans at Brent Grimes and Courtland Finnegan, and then you and Jamar Taylor, you know, battling it out. How's everything going with that?
Everybody knows it's really highly competitive right now. I mean, that next spot against on the other side of Brent is open, and everybody's fighting for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, Finnegan, who's the vet, and then you got me and Jamar, who's chipping at everything, you know, because, you know, chipping at him every day, you know what I'm saying? And Jamar's been playing great, you know what I'm saying? And so which drives me just, you know, to play great as well, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, wherever it falls, but, man, you know, everybody, me, Jamar, Finnegan, we want that spot, period, you know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, wherever we have to do outside of that to help the team is what we'll do, but, you know, everybody's fighting for it.
Yeah, there's certainly that balance between you guys fighting for a spot, but also trying to help the team.
Exactly.
Personally, for you, did you write down goals or come up goals in your head before this season started?
First thing is, you know, I just stay healthy. You know, just try to do the things I can prevent. You know what I'm saying? The extra rolling out, stretching, and stuff like that. And then after that, you know, my goal is personally come out there and be a starter. You know what I'm saying? And start on this defense, which would be great. You know, and that's the goal, and that's my state of mind. And just come out here and have a great camp and stay healthy.
You mentioned Jamar, of course, yourself, Deion Jordan, Jelani Jenkins, spoke to him yesterday. And there feels like there's, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of a collective chip on your guys' shoulder, the 2013 defensive draft class, trying to really make a point to make an impact in 2014.
Yeah. We, you know, we've all gotten together, and we know this is a big, you know, we've got to prove it to ourselves. You know, even if you go off numbers and snaps, as far as the 2013 draft class, I think we were definitely towards the bottom last year, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, some injuries and stuff like that. But we take pride in the fact that, you know, we weren't, you know, we didn't do what we felt like we needed to do. So, I mean, everybody's trying to step up, like you said, and all these guys are trying to get in and make plays for this defense, you know what I'm saying? Or special teams, whatever you have to do, you know what I'm saying? We just want to, you know, get our respect back, you know what I'm saying?
Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Will, one of the big offseason storylines was Koemisi moving to middle linebacker. How's that gone so far for him, as you guys are playing behind him or on the outside of him, but how's he doing with that?
We're playing behind him, but, you know what I'm saying, we go in as a defense, we watch film, and he's fast, and, you know, and he gets straight to the ball, and he hits people, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing a great job, even on the blitzes and everything like that. And you know, we love Koa because, you know, every down, it's like he's giving 100%, hustling to the ball, and he gets right to the spot, you know what I'm saying? He's a headhunter, and, you know, he's ripping people's heads off. You know, we love that, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get him, Koa.
Dolphins fans will be pumped up when they hear about him ripping people's heads off, especially with the Patriots looming in week one.
He's a beast. He's a beast.
All right, I want to get into some of the atmosphere here at practice, because I noticed that not just in warm-ups anymore, there's a lot of music being played. Do the players enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, we love it. You know what I'm saying? We're the ones making the playlist.
Okay, so that was my next question. How does that all come together?
I think, you know, some of the, of course, the leaders, you know what I'm saying, you can get advice from some of the players throughout the locker room, or you know, throughout the locker room, we're always playing music and stuff like that. So, and you know, give it to the you know the people who handle it, and you know, they play the music. But it's just that energy, you know what I'm saying? Keeps us energized, you know what I'm saying? Some you know, music is crazy how music really you know can give you that you know put you in a certain feeling, a certain mood, and so when it's out there, you know what I'm saying, it keeps you from thinking about. You know, try not to think about the sun as much. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a song might come on, you're thinking about, and then boom, get out there, let's make a play. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, dang, I'm tired. You know, it kind of gets you uplifted, I guess you could say.
Specific song that you've requested up to this point?
Nah, you know, nothing specific, but yeah.
Okay. Any favorite musical artist or group that you're really into?
Yeah, one of my favorite artists right now is definitely Drake, and you know he's definitely killing. He's one of the you know best people out there. And then outside of that, Kendrick's one of my favorites. And so definitely when they come on or their verse, you know what I'm saying, I'm out there singing it, you know, verse for verse. You know what I'm saying, when I'm on the field and you know I'm sitting there vibing, once the ball snap, I'm ready to go, trying to make a play again.
Okay, so when we watch you and we see you talking out there, we assume you're trash talking, but instead you might just be singing along, huh?
I might be mumbling some words a little bit.
Another development that came up. Yesterday we found out that Coach Philbin is doing the bed check for everybody at night. What is that like, having the head coach come to your room?
Honestly, the first time it was kind of like, you know, a step back, like, oh, what's up, coach? Like, you know, it was kind of weird, but you know, it's good. You know, it's good that, you know, I'm saying that he's part of everything we do. You know, everything we do, he's there too. You know what I'm saying? So it shows, you know what I'm saying, that he's up right there with us. You know what I'm saying? He has to be up early. He has to be, you know, the last one to sleep. And, you know, I respect it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that allows everybody to interact with the coach on a different level than out on the practice field.
Yeah, and he always has a few words to say before, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, assess what you did today or talk about summer or even make a joke, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's good to have him. And, you know, it shows, that, you know, he's ready this year.
Yeah. Now, last time we spoke, we were getting geared up for the World Cup.
Yeah.
And everything. And so now that is in the books. I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment. Okay. But coming up Monday night, it's the ICC final down here at Sun Life Stadium, International Champions Cup. So I'm curious. You're a big soccer fan, but training camp is ongoing. Any way you can sneak down to the stadium for that?
You know how I'd love to. And honestly, my favorite team actually – didn't, you know, Real Madrid was supposed to come out, and then they didn't make it out, you know what I'm saying? And so it's going to be sad not to have them. So it gives me more of a reason to kind of like, okay, you know, I might not come watch. But if there's an opportunity, yes, of course. You know how busy camp is. Most likely there isn't. Maybe hopefully you have the off day that day, and I'm going to check the schedule. But that'd be amazing, you know what I'm saying, just to get a chance to see that, because you're talking about a bunch of top-notch teams overseas and whatnot coming right here to America. You don't really get to see that action a lot. So that'd be amazing, but... Unfortunately, I doubt it.
Yeah, it's tough, and you have these early morning practices. You guys are here in meetings all day, so that is a difficult one, and understandable for your perspective, getting ready for a football season of your own. All right, World Cup, what were your overall thoughts? Germany obviously beat Argentina in the final. What did you think of everything that transpired?
First of all, overall, I mean, that was an amazing World Cup. It's so fun to watch, especially in the beginning. You know, it seemed like every game there were so many goals scored, and then, of course, towards the end, it buckled down. It was like these 0-0s, you know, penalty shootouts, and then out of nowhere you got Germany, who just, you know, gives Brazil 7-1. I mean, it was just all these just amazing things to watch. I mean, it was probably, man, you know, the first time I really got into it, of course, was 4 years ago, and I got to watch that World Cup, and this one was just, it was great to watch, you know what I'm saying? But definitely Germany, they deserved it, you know what I'm saying? And to get that goal, you know, late. It was just, you know, if any team should win, they should win. But I know everybody was pulling for Messi, and that, you know, it would have been an amazing story for Messi to get his and add to his, you know, all his things he's done, you know what I'm saying? But everybody knew Germany was that team. And so it was good to see that they got it and they earned it.
Yeah, and then you see Real Madrid, your team picks up Toni Kroos after his performance.
So you must be happy about that.
And
then James Hernandez, you know what I'm saying, the Colombian who went off in the World Cup. I think he had 6-something goals, and so it was good to add him too.
Yeah, he's loading up for another run.
Exactly.
All right, finally, you told us last time about all the world travel you had done. You had another break between kind of the off-season workout program and training camp. Any more traveling, or are you taking
it
easy?
You know what? I took it easy, you know. I was definitely itching for it a little bit, but like I said, you know, it was like a, you know, we had a month off or whatnot, and it was just, as much as there was a nice little break, went home a little bit, it's hard to get away from football, especially this year, and how I feel like I need to step up. It was just one of those, like, the summer felt like football was almost here, and so I didn't want to do too much, you know what I'm saying? I was really, I went away, I think, for a week and a half and came right back to Miami in the facilities and just trying to, get back and, get to work, and then, of course, just step up this year, shine and get out there and play.
Well, Will, you mentioned the top goal on your priority list for this year is to stay healthy, so good luck.
Appreciate
Hope you stay healthy.
Most definitely.
Thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders, and look forward to watching you out on the field as preseason progresses.
Always, man.
There he is, Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. Coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to catch up with Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, so stay tuned for that. Also, you're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.